The Second Book of Kings, Chapter 1. Then Moab rebuilt against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria, and was sick, and he sent messengers, and said unto them, Go, inquire of Baal-zebub the god of Ekron whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, Is it because there is not a god in Israel, that you go to inquire of Baal-zebub the god of Ekron? Now therefore thus says the Lord, You shall not come down from that bed on which you are gone up, but shall surely die. And Elijah departed. And when the messengers returned unto him, he said unto them, Why are you now returned? And they said unto him, There came a man up to meet us, and said unto us, Go, return unto the king that sent you, and say unto him, Thus says the Lord, Is it because there is not a god in Israel, that you sent to inquire of Baal-zebub the god of Ekron? Therefore you shall not come down from that bed on which you are gone up, but shall surely die. And he said unto them, What manner of man was he who came up to meet you, and told you these words? And they answered him, He was a hairy man, and wearing a belt of leather about his loins. And he said, It is Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50 men. And he went up to him, and, behold, he sat on the top of a hill. And he spoke unto him, You man of God, the king has said, Come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven, and consume you and your 50 men. And there came down fire from heaven, and consumed him and his 50. Again also he sent unto him another captain of 50 with his 50 men. And he answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus has the king said, Come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto them, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven, and consume you and your 50 men. And the fire of God came down from heaven, and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50 men. And the third captain of 50 went up, and came and fell on his knees before Elijah, and besought him, and said unto him, O man of God, I pray you, let my life, and the life of these 50 men your servants, be precious in your sight. Behold, there came fire down from heaven, and burned up the two captains of the former 50s with their 50s, therefore let my life now be precious in your sight. And the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, Go down with him, be not afraid of him. And he arose, and went down with him unto the king. And he said unto him, Thus says the Lord, Since you have sent messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub the god of Ekron, is it because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore you shall not come down off that bed on which you are gone up, but shall surely die. So he died according to the word of the Lord which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram the son of Jehoshaphat king of Judah, because he had no son. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaziah which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel?